Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. It's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. A preliminary examination in Huron County District Court for Joseph Paul Fulton has been delayed. Judge Ferris granted the adjournment today after defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach reported that her client is currently hospitalized. Weisenbach stated that she could not consult with the defendant because he was transferred to a medical facility in Flint following complications during dialysis on Monday, June 22nd. The court has rescheduled a status conference for July 9th at 9 a.m., with the preliminary examination now set for July 10th at 9 a.m. And Michigan lawmakers have advanced legislation that could reshape how child custody decisions are made in the state. House Bill 5211 has cleared the House Judiciary Committee, marking an important milestone, though the proposal must still pass additional legislative steps before becoming law. If enacted, the measure would update Michigan's child custody statute by adding equal or near equal parenting time as a factor courts might consider when determining a child's best interests. The bill is part of a broader package alongside House Bills 5212 and 5213 focused on expanding shared parenting considerations. Supporters of the legislation say it reinforces the importance of maintaining meaningful relationships with both parents when they are fit and willing to care for their children. The proposal does not require equal parenting time in every case, allowing judges to order different arrangements whenever the evidence indicates another outcome better serves the child's best interests. When we come back from its Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Year in and year out, seasons change, even the rules change. But one thing stays the same, Honda ATVs show up ready. The 2026 Fortrax Rancher, Foreman, and Rubicon are back just as reliable as ever. Built to haul, climb, and conquer, these are the machines that folks count on to get the job done. And they're available at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton. From selectable four-wheel drive and automatic DCT options to independent rear suspension on select models, there's a Honda ATV built for how you ride. Whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or heading deep into the woods, you can count on your Honda. Visit Elkton Motorsports today and check out the 2026 Honda ATV lineup, Rancher, Foreman, and Rubicon, ready when you are. For your safety, read the owner's manual and always wear a helmet and eye protection. Honda ATVs are for riders 16 years and older.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Detroit's automotive workforce is facing another shift as General Motors expands automation at its Factory Zero assembly plant. The company has introduced 50 collaborative robots into production, a move that follows the elimination of more than 1,000 jobs at the facility. GM says the investment is intended to improve efficiency and maintain competitiveness in a rapidly evolving manufacturing sector. Labor representatives, however, argue the increased reliance on automation comes at the expense of union jobs and raises concerns about the long-term impact on workers and surrounding communities. The development underscores the ongoing debate over balancing technological advancement with employment stability in one of America's historic manufacturing hubs.
As parents, we have a million things running through our minds. Playdates, checkups, laundry, diapers, work, groceries. So it's easy to make a mistake. Oh, I forgot birthday candles. We say we'd never put our kids in danger by leaving them in the car alone.
Sit tight, hon. I'll be right back.
But temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you. And every time you park the car, stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. It's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.